Representative Tom McMillan. How are you, sir?
Good, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. There's a menagerie of issues that you and your fellow representatives are going to be diving into. One I wanted to talk with you about is the smoking ban is back in place in the news because of some folks who want to make some amendments to that. Wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a bill that would allow VFWs and people who have fought for our country and put their lives on the line to be able to light up at their own halls. But yeah, Senator Walker put in a provision into the budget on the Senate side that would allow cigar smoking at events that have been going on for more than 10 years at for charity. It's pretty narrow, but I think people are starting to think about, that some of these areas that we're banning the smoking may not be exactly appropriate.
Have people been getting in your ear about this?
No. People talking to me about it? No, not really. No. I mean, just, people that it affects, that, like veterans. I've had some veterans say, hey, when I get together with my buddies, I wouldn't mind, lighting up, and I think it's outrageous the state doesn't allow me to.
And we will be moving forward on this legislation this week.
In the budgets will be moving, in the coming weeks. And so, yeah, I think we'll keep that on the plate there.
All right. Tell us what's at the top of your agenda for this week.
Well, I think you wanted to talk about transparency. I had a hearing on a bill in my Committee of Oversight, Reform, and Ethics on HJRPP, which is a constitutional amendment to require transparency for universities. And it's just, universities have an autonomy in our constitution, state constitution, so we can't tell them. We can get to just about everybody else and say, hey, look, we're in the 21st century, put this stuff online. We don't have that ability unless we get a constitutional amendment, and I just think we need to be putting salaries and contractors' names and everybody that gets checks online for universities.
Now, cities, municipalities do this already, and you want this to extend to universities and colleges that get money from the state.
Well, some cities, and we're still working on that. I've got some bills that would require that. Some are more aggressive, and if I was a taxpayer, I'd demand that my city put all the spending online. But we can do that through statute for everybody except universities. And so, yeah, I would just be putting out there what I want the state and the cities and everybody else to do. I'd want that for universities. There's no excuse for the increased tuition, and I think a lot of it has to do with maybe they're not wise enough in their spending.
Hi, Representative James here. I know you were talking about kind of oversight and accountability. Where are we with moving forward with legislative, reforms and ethics? We got the F grade a few months ago in that research project. Where are we moving forward on asset disclosure, lobbyist disclosure, those kinds of things in the state legislature so we have oversight of that process as well?
Yeah, we also got a B from another transparency. That F, typically, that's from a group that really favors unions and kind of left wing, so they don't want transparency in union spending and other, Democrat spending. And so that's pretty tainted. But yeah, I mean, we can have certainly more transparency in those areas and, we're going to have somebody come in on Tuesday from Sunshine Review, I believe, is a website, statewide or nationwide website on Tuesday to talk about some of our transparency efforts.
All right, we will talk about this again. We've got to get to break. Thank you.
Right.